Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 442 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by, well, myself. I have a gig alert, so I'm going to tell you about how I ended up in a show. What did you do last week? Well, we're going to get into that conversation just after you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, so I'm got a gig alert I want to share with you guys, and hope you'll come out and laugh with me or at me or whatever. Have a good time. I am playing Leonard Loftus in Chaffin Barn Dinner Theater's production of Nobody's Perfect. I was approached last Saturday, but, well, long story short, one of the previous actors who's playing Leonard had to withdraw due to a family issue, family concern. So, first off, I'd like to wish that that takes care of itself, and that everything will be all right, and everything will be fine, and he'll be back to normal, and his family will be back to normal, and everything will be good very soon. So I want to pass the warm wishes on. But I was contacted last Saturday, and they said, oh, we've had to, you know, lose an actor, and would you come in and do it? And I said, well, I'm very much interested. However, I do have a conflict on the last weekend, which precluded me from being involved in the process to begin with, right? So, long story shorter, they basically said, okay, well, we'll deal with that. We need somebody, so we want you to come in and do it, and we'll deal with the latter end of the run as it comes. So, anywho, I've got a script on Saturday. This past Saturday, I started rehearsal this Monday, and I opened it on Thursday night with probably, I'd say, 96% memorization of one of the, Leonard happens to be one of the romantic leads in the show, so, of a show of four, so. It was quite a challenge to kind of get that memorized in such a short time, but somehow I managed to pull it off. So anyway, that's kind of how my last week went. So how was yours? So I'm playing Leonard Loftus. The basic setup of the storyline is that he's a male statistician, a divorced male statistician, lives at home with his daughter and his father in a small apartment in Los Angeles. He's writing stories, romance novels, and he gets one sent to Love Is All Around Publishing. And it turns out that Love Is All Around Publishing is a feminist publishing house, so he has to adapt a persona of Lulabel Latifah, and then he has to present her to Harriet Copeland, who is the publisher, and then, you know, shenanigans ensue, and love abounds. And love wins at the end of the day. So isn't that all kind of nice and neat? Nobody's Perfect is written by Simon Williams. It started out, as a British play that has come to America's shores and been, quote-unquote, Americanized. Mid-range success. But anyway, the script is what it is. It's a fun script. And Leonard kind of starts the ball rolling and then ends up getting run over by the ball. So that's kind of exciting, too. Give the shout-outs to my castmates who had to deal with the curveball as well. Shout-out to Liz Walsh, who is playing my daughter, Dee Dee. And to Lane Wright, who's playing Gus Loftus, who is my father. And to Benita Allen, who is playing Harriet Copeland, who ends up being the love interest of Leonard. So it's a pretty fun show. It runs about 2 hours with a 15-minute intermission. And the show runs through July 19th. I'm only in it through July 12th because I have the conflict last weekend. So if you want to see me in it, you want to see it before July 12th. If you want to see whoever comes in after me, you'll see it on the last weekend. And I know a couple names have been floating around. I don't want to give you guys bad info, so I'll keep those to myself for right now. But anyway, that's kind of how it's shaking out. The play is directed by Martha Wilkinson, and she's been very gracious and helpful for getting me into the role. I want to thank her again for the opportunity to step up to the plate and see what I can do with this interesting characters, since I have to play two. It's very interesting. It's a lot of fun. Again, it's at the Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater, which is located on 8204 Highway 100, Nashville, Tennessee, through July 19th. If you want tickets and such information, call 615-646-9977. Further details at dinnertheater.com. And, of course, I'll have links to the information on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Again, it's running for 2 hours. It's running through July 19th. The running time is 2 hours. There's one 15-minute intermission to get you your desserts and whatnot. Because remember, Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater, for those that are not familiar, you can go out and have Southern Vittles, as it were, in the buffet line. So you can have dinner and a show. So it's a whole lot of fun. It's a show that's staged in the round. Well, again, for those not familiar with the barn, you're in an arena space. So I don't think there's really a bad seat in the house, to be honest with you. But you get to see a whole lot of me in different ways. So if you're interested, again, check out Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. The show is entitled Nobody's Perfect, and it runs through July 19th.
Hey, actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account?
Yeah.
Use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank you guys for allowing me to crow about myself for a little bit. One person that I left out that I want to thank is Cecilia Lighthall, stage manager extraordinaire, who has helped keep me level-headed and calm through this entire learning curve process of getting into Nobody's Perfect, the show. Ticket information, again, is on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week is our second installment of IDS's Summer Rip. It's called The Valiant. It's from a radio series called Romance. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's got a special debut as well. My my boy is going to join the cause and lend his voice to an episode. So I'm pretty excited about that. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.